Jared Pollock, it's been reported by Jay-Z this morning that Melbourne may have more than a passing interest in him as well. Is he a player that fits what Melbourne need right now, Jared Pollock?
So there's a couple of sides to this. When I read that, I thought, no. So there's a couple of parts of this. For his the way he plays his football, yes. Yes, ticks boxes that Melbourne need. So then you go, okay, no, but not at anywhere near the price. So you wouldn't pay anywhere near the price and you wouldn't be giving up, you know, early draft picks. So you'd look at him on your terms. And the only other question you have, Wispy, is why isn't he playing at North Melbourne?
Well, this is the point. You say the way he plays his football, yes.
Yeah.
But it's the way that he plays his football that Rhys Shaw doesn't like about it.
Yeah, no, sorry. So I was going to explain this. In pure football, running, outside run, ball use, ability to gather, cover ground, so those things. But then there is some disconnect going on in terms of whether it's instruction, inability to carry out instruction or unwillingness to carry out instruction, whether he's I don't want to cast aspersions, but there is something on... There's a knock on Jared. Otherwise, he'd still be at North Melbourne. And that is the thing you'd have to contemplate if you were to think about taking him on. So you just, you do your homework, you do your due diligence, you ask that many questions as to why. I think most people suggest that it goes back to, you know, he was asked to tag Paddy Cripps, wouldn't do it, didn't want to do it, cracked it because he was asked to do it. And from that point on, the relationship became very strained between the two of them, the club and player. Is that enough to ward off any other suitors? Yeah, you have to do your homework.
It can't just be that one thing, though. It can't be just the fact that he didn't...
Well, but if that's sort of indicative of an unwillingness to fall into line with what the coach wants you to do...
Yeah, I think that's it, though. It's about actually doing what the coach wants you to do and becoming more of a defensive player when you're required to, your running patterns, that type of thing, getting back to help, being more aggressive around the ball, which he's not... I don't know... He's never, ever played that, so...
No, that doesn't concern me.
That's right, but...
It's a complimentary part of putting a list together.
That's right, but it does concern Rhys Shaw where he's at right now with the team that he's trying to build in the image that he's trying to build that team. And that's a non-negotiable for him in his coaching philosophy.
Yeah, or combine that with the fact that he won't listen or do what he's told.
Yeah, but this will be, if he moves, and he probably will because they don't necessarily want him, and they may have to carry some of his salary at North Melbourne too going forward. This will be his fourth team.
Well, but this is the thing. When you show your hand like North have, it's
you're discounting
your
marketing
chips. Yeah. Mm. You just go, we'll cop some of his wage. We'll just, he doesn't fit into our plans. Therefore, someone may look at it and think it's worth taking on. Gavin, you may be a funny man, mate. You've made me laugh this morning, which I appreciate. Jack Viney, straight swap for Jared Pollock. There's Gav doing a little bit of humour out there. Did someone say, sorry, Sam, said Carlton are into Clayton Oliver?
Yes, apparently. I don't know whether he said that last night. Was he on Classified last night? Maybe Sam was on Classified last night. He might have said that. Yeah. No chance of getting him. You got him locked away, haven't you?
Up, sorry, Sam. You'll be saying sorry for that. Hey, the all-new game-changing Kia Sorento has landed. Find out more at kia.com.au. We'll be back with more after the news.